In our prayers this morning, we'll remember those that have been affected by the school shooting in Florida, as well as also I'll just highlight this, our homebound members that are unable to come to worship each week. We'll uplift them in our prayers and an encouragement for us to take that home and pray for them as well in our daily lives. Let us pray. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Jesus Christ and for all people according to their needs. We pray for all Christians around the world that as people united in faith, we may witness to the good news that is ours in Jesus. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for all nations of the earth that in all places there may be peace. We especially pray for peace in our own country and for those who have been affected by the loss of life in the shooting in Florida. Cover those families with your hands and give them mercy. We pray for people in lands where there has been upset and strife. We pray for our own nation that it may know safety and the people may be joyful in their daily lives. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for all those whose labor serves us, especially those in the military, our police personnel, medical workers, and all those whose efforts support the common good. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the special concerns on our hearts today, including health and family needs, bringing to you our joys, our sorrows, our hopes. Lord, especially today we remember those that are homebound and those that we haven't seen for some time. For Lorraine Dowdy, Fran Winstead, Dixie Crawford, Jenny Held, and Jim Ogilvy. Let them know that your presence is with them, even though they're not here today. Also for those who are sick and recovering, Lord, for Jean, Dylan, Kai, Bev, Ann, Haley, Joel, Max, Dee, Wyatt and Charlie, PJ, Janine, Daryl, Don, Johanna, Rachel, Roberta, Jennifer, Jan, Amber, Art, Blake, Annette and Charlotte, Rob and Bob as they recover from surgery, Larry and Dan as they are recovering from surgery, the Reilly family as they mourn Pastor Reilly's passing, for Keith and Joel for his recovery. Lord, in your mercy, it is into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.